I spoke about this subject before. I do remember. I don't have too bad of a memory of that way. I do know I spoke about this topic before, about spiritual gifts. They're very important, and every one of you has a spiritual gift. Every one of you has a spiritual gift. You're saying, but Brother Roger, I'd like to know what mine is. Well, I'm going to try to work at trying to help you with that, trying to discover what your spiritual gift really is. Oh, glory. I'm going to do something different today. Elroy, would you like to open us with prayer before the message today?
Dear Brother Roger, bring him back even, and Father, each one of us needs to know what our gift is. Roger, speak, guide, and direct. Bring him back. We can pray to the Lord. Be his presence.
Amen. Thank you. Well, I don't know how many years I've been here. I guess it's pushing close to 30. And I've noticed through those years that many of you occupy a pew and listen to the sermons each and every Sunday. And I sometimes wonder about your involvement in the church. How can I get some of you involved in the church? I think there's times that perhaps maybe you lack confidence, maybe motivation to get more involved. I think that maybe you even might feel disconnected from the church. And you certainly would probably might feel that way if you're not involved in the church. I know that through the years we see the same people involved in the different activities of the church. We're coming up on Vacation Bible School. And of course through the years I've seen the same people involved in Vacation Bible School. And I'm thinking, boy, it would be good if I saw some new faces involved. I'm certainly not tired of the old ones. I'm just trying to figure out how to get everybody involved because everybody has a spiritual gift. And as your pastor, when you stand before your Creator, He's going to ask you what you've done with the gift He's given you. How's that going to go for you? Well, I didn't know I had a gift. You know, the pastor never told me what my gift was. Huh? Well, the pastor doesn't know what all your gifts are. I don't know. But I know God's given you one. He's given each and every one of you one. You're also born with a talent. I'll get to that a little bit later. Every one of you are born with a special talent. That's a little different than a spiritual gift. But you all have natural talents. Do you feel sometimes like you're a spectator? Just kind of come and occupy the pew, listen to the messages. Do you feel like you're part of the church that you attend? I believe that you're missing out on one of the most wonderful blessings that you could possibly know if you would just realize the gift that you have that God has given you. God intended you to use your gift in the church. When I say in the church, I'm talking about this local assembly right here. We know that when we say we're going to church, and I know we say this through the years, the church isn't this building that we see. This is a building that keeps us comfortable in the summer, keeps us cool air in the summer, and warm weather in the cold. It keeps the elements off of us. This is just a building that keeps us comfortable while we are here worshiping and studying God's word and learning His truths. So you are the church. You are, not this building. You're the church. You're the church. And you are all members of one body. Different members, but yet you're one body. Remember the portion of scripture that I've read? I've usually read that lots of times when we take communion. And when I ask you to hold the cup, and hold the cup until everybody has gotten the cup, and then we take the cup together, because we're one body. We are one body. Many cups, many members, but one body. And so we partake together as one body. And this is what Paul was making clear. We are one body, composed of many members, many different gifts. We have so many different gifts. Everyone may have a different gift in here. Many of you may have similar gifts. But as believers, I believe that you all received a gift when you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. So, the Lord wants to equip us to be able to function for one another. Now, one of the things that has been misconstrued about gifts is that sometimes people think the gift was given for them. The gift was given so that we can share with you. It was never given for yourself, not personally. The gift is given to you to share with others. That's where a lot of the problems came up with. I know that a lot of things, and I want to tell you, I'm grateful for my spiritual upbringing. But there were some teachings that had to be corrected as I got older and studied the scriptures and realized that one of the teachings that I grew up with was that when you got saved, you had to experience the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that was speaking in tongues. Now, everybody experiences the baptism of the Holy Ghost when you get saved. But you see, the way I was taught was Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, I know that the gift of the Holy Ghost is just exactly what it is. It's the gift of the Holy Ghost. But you see, the way I was taught, the gift was speaking in tongues. Do you understand where I'm coming from? That's what was taught. That we had to experience the gift of speaking in tongues. That was part of the Holy Ghost. And if you didn't speak in tongues, guess what? You didn't have the... That's right. You didn't have the Holy Ghost if you didn't speak in tongues. That's how I was taught. That's not correct. The gift of the Holy Ghost is exactly what it is. It's the Holy Spirit. It comes into you. And is part of you, is in you, the scripture says, is in you. In the Old Testament, it came upon individuals to do certain things like Samson, to do certain great feats of strength. The Holy Spirit would come upon him. Notice it didn't say it came in him, it said it came upon him in the Old Testament. And every time the Spirit of God came upon him, would enable him to do the great feats of strength. But you see, the Holy Spirit came and went in those days. It came to give him the power that he needed, and it went. When I say it went, it didn't remain. You see, as it does in us, in us. In us today. Do you understand? I didn't understand that when I was younger. I didn't understand that. I understand it now. So what is a spiritual gift? Let's start with that. What is a spiritual gift? The Greek term that's used is charisma. You've probably heard that term before. It's charisma. It is a gift of divine grace, freely given through no merit of our own, but simply as an act of God's favor toward us. Did you catch that? Nothing that we do would ever deserve anything from God. We can't do anything to deserve anything from God. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. I thought about that, Petey, when you was talking. We talk a lot about sinning, but the coming short. There's so many times I've come short of what God expected of me today. I've come short. And I'm glad that he is able to help me with my shortcomings. Aren't you glad that he's able to help you with your shortcomings? Because we all have shortcomings. Every one of us have them. We all have areas in our life that I need God's help. I'm not real good at that. I'm not good at some areas. I'm just not good at it. I try, but I'm still not where I should be. And so I'm glad that God is gracious and loving and doesn't give up on me. And he still is there to help me. A gift is a spiritual ability, an enablement in which we can carry out his work that he has called us to do. This is a gift that we don't have to pray for. What do you mean by that? Well, you might want to pray that God helps you to reveal what gift you have. Lord, at this point, I don't know what Pastor Roger's trying to tell me. I got a gift, but I really don't know what it is. Well, it certainly isn't wrong to pray and ask God to reveal it to you. Show me my gift. I want to know what it is, because I want to function in it. I want to do what you have planned for me to do, because I know that if I do that, I will receive your blessing. The blessing will be all just part of it. That's just extra. The blessing comes by just functioning the way God designed you to function and to use the gift that God has given you to share. We don't get to choose which one we want, by the way. We don't get to choose that. Why do you suppose that is? Because God already knows which one you're best suited for. How many of you think God knows better than you do? Absolutely. So he knows what's best for you. I'm glad we don't have the opportunity to choose what gift we want. He knows what is the best gift for you. He's already given you the best gift for you. You say, what is the best gift? The one that God wants for you to have is the best one. How about that? So we don't get to choose. The Spirit distributes them as he desires. Are you in 1 Corinthians now, chapter 12, verse 11? But all these worketh at one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally or distributing as he wills or as he desires. And then we have the list of gifts that I read in Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 8. Also, Ephesians 4:11 speaks of gifts as well. Our responsibility is to discover our gift and then put it to work in serving one another. So now, what's the difference between a spiritual gift and a natural talent? Spiritual gifts are given only to believers, only to born-again believers. Natural talents are inherited abilities and interests that are given at birth to all people. To all people. In Psalms 139 is an interesting passage. Psalms 139, 13 through 16. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all thy members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. Even David back then speaks of how wonderful we had been created and made. Both spiritual gifts and talents originate from God, and so they work together in our service to him. For instance, those that have music ability, a natural talent, that's a natural talent. I can have somebody play over here, and I can just let them just play a particular song that I know. I have to know the song. If I know that song, like, for example, Amazing Grace, and they play that, and I tell them to intentionally play a wrong note for me. Just do it intentionally. I can say, whoop, that's wrong. I know it's wrong. Whoop, stop right there. That's wrong. Well, Pastor, what note do I need? I don't know. Just hit some more. Ah, that's it. That's the one. Well, that's an A flat. I don't know the difference between A flat and C sharp. See? But I know when I hear it. That's right. That's it. That's it. I can go to the piano and I can do this and pick tune, pick a song out. Old MacDonald had a funk. I can do that. Know what keys I'm playing? I have no idea what it is. I don't know what key that is. That's a natural talent. Are you listening to me? That's one of the natural talents that God gives. God's amazing. Now, I can use that natural talent with the spiritual gift that he's given me that would help express the spiritual gift that he's given me using my natural talent. That's interesting. So what's the purpose for spiritual gifts? This is where we have this misunderstanding. There's been so much abuse and misuse. And you know it's even caused divisions in the church because we don't understand the spiritual gifts. Apostle Paul had to deal with the Corinthian church and people came together like this on a Sunday morning and one would stand up and they gave a message in tongues. When I say tongues, it's a language you don't understand. And then pretty soon, somebody else jumped up and gave another message in tongues and Paul said, whoa, 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 you can't do that. If the Spirit moves upon you to give a message in tongues, you need to pray for an interpretation. Someone needs to pray. It would be good if you all prayed. We're not doing nothing else until we get an interpretation because we have no idea what you said. And that's what Paul's saying. It's real simple. If a ball bearing, he uses the word ball bearing, it could be a heathen. It could be anybody that don't even function or know what church is would walk in and say, what is going on? They just heard something that I don't know what they heard. I don't even know what it is. Someone gave a message. I have no idea. Paul said, you give a message, you have an interpretation. You have a message in tongues, and you have an interpretation. That's the way it's supposed to be. Paul said, let all things be done decently in order under the unction of the Holy Spirit. He said that. Let things be done decently in order. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace to all churches. That's real simple. But you see, this is where we get a lot of misunderstanding here. This is where divisions happen in churches. We have a misunderstanding. We don't have a right interpretation of God's word. We're not rightfully dividing it. We're not discerning it. These gifts are not given to us for our own growth and enjoyment or self-satisfaction. They have been given to us to use for others. That's what it's about. Encouraging others, helping others. And certainly, we're blessed when we use them. But they are to benefit the others in the church. Paul clearly said this. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. That's for everybody. It was given for everybody to get encouragement from, not just you. So, Brother Roger, how do I discover my spiritual gift? If you have a spiritual gift, it's of little value if you never use it. And so our goal is to be good managers of God's gift that he calls it's a gift of grace. Or we could turn out like the slave in the parable of Luke 19, who out of fear put the money that was entrusted to him in a handkerchief. And instead of investing it for his master for gain, we could be like that. According to 1 Corinthians 12, there are varieties of gifts, ministries, and effects. And we need to realize the distinctions of these. I believe that we are each given one of the motivational gifts that's mentioned In Romans chapter 12, prophecy. Now, certainly when we talk about prophecy, we're not talking about prophecy as to the Word of God. The Word of God came through prophecy. We certainly have no need to add or subtract from God's Word. So when we're talking about prophecy, we're not talking about creating any more of God's holy word. We have what is sufficient. This is a word of prophecy. The book of the Bible is considered a book of prophecy. And so we certainly don't have any reference to that when it talks about prophecy. The prophecy it talks about is really just godly wisdom, godly insight. As you remember, when those in the Bible lost their mules, and they said, well, you can find them. They are at such and such a place, the prophet said. If you'll go to this place, you will find these mules. Now, who gave that prophet that information? Well, who do you think? The Holy Spirit did. The Holy Spirit. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Lord knows the future. He already knows the future. That's what's interesting. He knows the future. And I've said this before when I've talked about prophecy. Since the Lord knows the future, would you like to know the day and the hour when the Lord's going to call you home? Do you think he knows that? He sure does. He knows the exact day and hour when he's going to call you home. Would you like to know that? I don't want to know that. How many is with me? I don't want to know that. And I'm glad I don't know it. Because I really don't want to know it. There's some things, it's just better unknown. Just better to be unknown. God knows the future. And I've never really asked the Lord. But I tell you what I did ask. I've asked the Lord how I want to go. And so everybody here knows, when you find out that I died in my sleep, I got just what I asked for. Because I told the Lord, just take me in my sleep. Just some morning, I don't want to wake up. I want to wake up in heaven. That'll be okay with me. And I've asked him to do that. Your Lord, the Bible says, you have not because you want. I don't know if he'll give me what I asked for, but I've asked. I have asked. And I can tell you this, Buddy Krebs, do you remember Buddy Krebs when we was in the little church? He was a real card. He was funny. He said, Brother Roger, he said, if I lived a little closer, that's just where I'd be going to church. But he did tell me that he asked the Lord to take him in the parking lot of an old country church. That's where he wanted to meet his master. He said he wanted to fall over in a country parking lot of a country church. And that's exactly where God took him. He got what he asked for. So that's how I know that sometimes God will do that for you. I'm just praying that he does that for me. I want to make sure I ask. So it could be service, it could be teaching, exhortation, giving, leading. Oh. Then there's ministries. I'm going to move on here. We only have a couple minutes. What are ministries? We talked about ministries in 1 Corinthians here. We talked about different administrations and ministries. Ministries, I believe, are opportunities of service that God opens for us. They are opportunities of service that God makes available for us. And we have motivational gifts, and he makes available for us to use those motivational gifts in many ways, in many different ways. The effects that I talked about is the results that come from using the gift in a particular area of ministry. For example, I have the gift of exhortation. My ministry is pastoring. And the effects are the growth of believers and salvation of the lost. Those are the things that I look for as a pastor. Speaking about growth of believers, I think, Lord willing, next Sunday I'll speak about How do I know I'm growing spiritually? I'm going to deal with that, Lord willing, next Sunday. How do I know I'm growing spiritually? You need to be growing spiritually. As your pastor, I want to see you grow. And I have a heart for the salvation of the lost. We need to get the word out. People need to know the Lord, because the time is short. It's much shorter. I just am amazed at how fast time goes. Time goes so fast. So fast. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by serving in that area that God has gifted you. So step out and start serving. And discover the joy of knowing that you are obeying the Lord. And you are contributing to the growth and the building up of the church, which is you and I. Did you know that the church's health is contingent upon all its members functioning as God has designed and purposed in each of your lives? It includes you. When Christ saved you, he knew that you would need fellow believers for growth and encouragement like we have here today, and that you would need them as well. Each and every one of us need one another. We need you. You see, you have a special gift that you're good at. There's a lot of areas in my life that I have need of your gift, because I'm not as good at that as you are. But you're good at it, and you need to be helping me. And there's an area in your life that you need help, we need to be willing to help one another. That's what I believe that James mentioned when he said, confessing your faults one to another. Do you remember that when we had our study? Confessing your faults one to another. That's saying, you're strong in that area. I could use some of your wisdom in helping that. I could use some of that, because I'm not strong in that area. That's a weak area for me. I need you. I need your help. It's interesting. We all have wonderful gifts. I thought, said as we said before. I have 5 minutes yet. We have natural talents. Some people are so natural at doing things that they love it. Can you imagine loving something that you hate doing? Huh? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine somebody coming to your house and putting mulch around your house and pulling weeds that you just absolutely hate? But there's people that actually enjoy that. That's the gift they were given. People say to me, I don't know how you can paint for 50 years. Huh? It was a gift God gave me. Maybe a natural talent, I suppose. Father did it. Grandpa did it. Can you imagine painting 300 spindles on a staircase? 2 coats. By hand with a brush. People say, I don't know how you can do that. God has given us unique gifts. And they are different. Every one of us are different. And you see, that's why we need to be using our gifts, because we all need you. We need you. Elroy does things that nobody else would want to do. Who'd want to mix mud and work in concrete? Ugh. I am glad he can do that. I'd be more than glad to hire him to do that, because I don't want to do it. You see the gifts I'm talking about? We all have them. Why don't you start using yours and blessing somebody and helping them? Because they need your gift, and you're not using it. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Pastor Roger, you spoke to me today. I don't know what my gift is. Would you put your hand up? I don't really know what it is. I see hands. Don't be embarrassed. Yeah. Oh, wonderful. It thrills my heart. You're never too old to learn. Thank you. You put them down. I want to pray with you. Heavenly Father, this message you laid on my heart, I said, Lord, when you wanted me to share it again, I said, well, I did share that message. But you still kept pushing it on me. And now I know why. I pray, Lord, you've seen these hands that have gone up. They need to know what the gift is. I know that they have it. They've got it because you gave it to them. You said in your word you've given us each a gift. They need to know what it is. Reveal it to them, Lord. reveal what gift it is. Maybe it's something that I'm just, there's things that I enjoy doing and I'm good at it. I enjoy doing it. And you do a good job. That's probably a good place to start. That area that you enjoy doing that nobody else wants to do it. That's probably a good indication that that's part of your gift. So Lord, help us. Reveal it to each and every one of us, what our particular gift is. Because, Lord, I want to be able to function as you design me to function, to do what you want me to be doing. Because, Lord, this life is real fast. It's quick. The years have gone by really quickly, much faster when I was a kid than I would have realized. And now I just think, wow, time to just slow up a little bit, but they don't. The years just fly by. So, Lord, it's never too late for anyone to wonder what their gift is. Reveal it to them. Show it to them. Lord, that they can still function and still use it. The few years that they have left, they can function in that gift. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.